Yeah, okay. I think I'm gonna have to call it there. I know we said keep going until we win, but this is one match too many. And frankly, we're on a losing streak. I don't need to go to bed ready to bite someone's head off and bawl my eyes out. That's just gonna make it harder to sleep. I would say good game, but it really wasn't. Oh, it's okay. We all failed. Together. I just want to forget about it and go to sleep. Okay. I'm getting into something more comfortable, so please don't look. Jeez. I hate wearing clothes at night. Well, I usually sleep in my underwear, or at least without a shirt, because I just don't get comfortable with full pajamas on anymore, but that's more of an alone time thing. Huh? Oh, ha ha. Well, I appreciate the invitation. Scoot over, you're hogging the entire bed. It's been a week. And everything has been getting to me a lot more than I thought it did. And the endless streak of losses afterwards didn't really help. Oh, it's not your fault. It was my suggestion to play the game in the first place. Should've known what I was getting into. You don't play competitive games when you're trying to feel better. You play them if you want to get even more angry about something. I'll be fine. I just need to. Do I want a hug? Yes, actually, could you? Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll be fine. Don't worry. Just going through a phase, you know? How about you? Still standing? I mean, hey. What else can you do, right? Thanks for the hug. It's moments like this where I'm really grateful to have, you know. I'm really glad you're my friend. It makes moments like this, well, it'll always be tough, but I'm glad I'm not alone. Is something wrong? What's up? No, I've noticed it before. Consistently. You always seem to get uncomfortable whenever I bring attention to the fact we're friends. No, you're not bad at hiding it. I guess I'm just not too bad at reading people. Or maybe I'm just good at figuring out your thoughts. Though, evidently, I've room to improve, because I have no idea what you're thinking. What's going on? It's nothing? I'm sorry, but I don't believe you. Wait. It's okay. I promise, I'm not mad at you or anything. I just want to know, did I do something wrong? No? Then please tell me. You can be honest with me. Yes, you can. You're scared of what I'll say? Oh, All right, then. I promise I won't be upset. If anything, I'm the one who nudged you into telling me something you were hesitant to say. So if anyone's to blame, it's me. So what's up? Now take your time. You have a crush? Oh, cute. But you're scared of being rejected. I get that. Yeah, I get that. Fear of rejection can be pretty scary, huh? That's completely valid. Do you want my advice? It's really scary. Really freaking scary. But when you feel like you can give it a shot, go for it. You'll never be 100% ready. So sometimes you just have to take the plunge before you can stop yourself. I did say it was my advice, I didn't say it was good advice. Well, that's just how I feel. Yeah, I mean, you only live once, man. You don't want to spend the rest of your life wondering about what could have been, so rejection can be incredibly painful, but it's better than having never said anything at all. You feel me? They both suck, it's just one sucks slightly less. What should you say? I don't know. Don't try to be witty or funny or charming or whatever. Just say what feels right to you. And in a way you both think you'll be comfortable with. If you or your crush are the kind of person that needs time to stop and think, there's nothing wrong with saying it over text. If you feel more comfortable face to face, do it face to face. That's how I feel anyway. Okay. Wait, what do you mean by... Oh. No, you can take my hand, that's fine. I just wasn't expecting... Wait. Me? Hold on. Let me back up because I want to make sure I'm not misunderstanding. You like me? Oh my. What the heck took you so long? You were scared I didn't? But buddy, I've known for months. What? That you were gay, not that you liked me. Oh, I mean, that's an entire beast, holy. Why didn't I say something? Because I knew you liked men, I didn't know you liked me. I mean, I am a man, but not that, like, I was scared to ask, okay? Shush, don't call me out right now, just kiss me, please. Thank you. Oh my god. I'm literally shaking right now. I'm so happy. I can't believe this is happening. Oh my god, like, I've dreamt of this moment for so long. Huh? How could I tell? Dude, think about it. Yeah. Exactly. So, if you like me, then this means I can pull myself even closer to you and not have to feel guilty about it.
God. Do you have any idea how long I've wanted to cuddle into your chest like this? Put your arms around me, please. Thank you. You know, for being brave. For telling me.
And on such short notice too, holy.
Because you just made my entire year. Now I want my big strong man to spoon me. We're not spooning, are we? Whatever, I want you to cuddle me. And hold me. And don't you let go. Goodbye. Nice and cozy. Oh, hey. You awake too? No, I was just having a dream, but I slipped and fell on my face in the dream, and that woke me up. You're not the floor. No, it's okay. You don't have to get up. I like the feeling of your arms around me. How do you feel? Still processing it? Yeah. Feels kind of strange, doesn't it? Almost like it's not real. But strange, you know, in a good way. What am I doing? Just tapping you. Running my fingers over your body. I like how you feel. Do you regret it? Me neither. So, I've already kissed you, but you want to go on a date sometime? Yeah, me too. I'd love to. God. I don't want to rush things, but I've waited for such a long time to be able to call myself your boyfriend. I want to hear you say it. That'd give me so many butterflies. In my stomach. You know. Can I say it? No, not the boyfriend thing, the other thing. Okay. I love you.